the Underdog Podcast from SB Nation and Underdog Dynasty.
Welcome to another edition of the Underdog Podcast, Conference USA edition. Another very special episode of the show today. We've covered the FIU Panthers in detail, obviously, the last few months. Coach Butch Davis joined us for an interview a few weeks ago. If you haven't checked that out, highly recommend it. Very fun guy to talk to. But for more insight on the Panthers, we have I believe this is a first for the show as well. We have an active player coming on with Mr. James Morgan, quarterback of the FIU Panthers, on the show today. But first, I'm Joe Londrigan, obviously with you once again, and Mr. Eric Henry, who we talk about the FIU Panthers, and that's largely because he covers them as the beat writer for UDD. How you doing today, Eric?
I'm doing all right, Joe. It's just another beautiful day here over in South Florida. I'm coming to you. Typically, I'd be coming to you from Tampa, but I'm coming to you from Fort Lauderdale Beach. So I could not complain.
Are you on the beach, or are you just chilling somewhere?
I'm actually on the beach. I'm over on Las Olas Boulevard, so I'm on the beach.
I just picture you having like a desk and like a full suit set up in the sand somewhere, because I feel like that's the kind of guy you are.
Yeah, I'd definitely be sweating through that suit in South Florida weather. I'm actually in a t-shirt and shorts, so yeah.
But you still have the desk. You didn't answer that part. Cool.
Correct. Of course I've got a desk. A desk, my laptop, and ready to go, right? So, of course.
Okay. Good to know. But as I mentioned, James Morgan, the FIU Panthers quarterback, Bahamas Bowl champion. How are you today, bud?
I'm doing great. I got to say, I'm loving the weather down here as well.
It's a nice change from Northern Ohio, being from that part of the world myself, right?
That is 100% correct.
Nice. Well, as we usually do, Eric, I'll kind of let you open the line of questioning. I know you guys have spent a little bit of time in the same vicinity, so should be fun for you here, but go ahead.
Yeah, I've spent most of the past 6-7 months needling James about his time at Bowling Green, and I promise we won't, you know, go over that too much. But, you know, for the broader CUSA audience, we're going to go ahead and kind of just introduce James and talk about his background and a couple of things here at FIU. So we'll go ahead and get started, James. One of the things that you've mentioned to me, you know, one of the biggest differences from last offseason to this offseason, obviously you were coming in from Bowling Green, so you didn't get as much time to practice with the team. You had the abbreviated time coming from the summer, but you said this offseason you've been able to focus much more on the little details, telling receivers, you know, when they see a certain coverage, how you as the quarterback want them to run that route. Can you give us an example from last season as to we're having this extra time around and even maybe include you guys?
Sure. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So, like you said, coming in last, I got here in the summer, and so the entire spring I was basically off of football, which in and of itself is a very weird feeling for a student athlete who's been doing it for so long. But I think the biggest thing is when I came in, I was still trying to, you know, learn these plays that I had never run before. You know, I'd known them, but I never ran them, obviously, so I didn't have reps at them. And it was knowing where guys are at, you know, what we're doing on each play, all that stuff. This year it's a lot different because obviously that's kind of the foundation now. I have that down, and now it's okay. If I see a specific coverage, this is how I want you to run the route, kind of just like you alluded to. So I'd say, you know, like one specific example is just kind of seeing tells from defenders, right? Like last season, I would kind of have a general idea what defense is doing and all that. This year I can kind of look and see, okay, this is a favorable matchup for us. You know, it looks like this guy's creeping down. He might blitz. Those types of details that, you know, coming into the offense weren't quite as important as just understanding where everybody is.
Of course. And one of the things also that we've talked about, you know, whether it's been in after practice or post game, we've talked about just differences in the offense coming from the spread offense at Bowling Green compared to the offense you're in now. And your offensive coordinator, Rich Skrosky, has had success with quite a few quarterbacks, whether it's been Keith Wenning at Ball State, Alex Magoo 2 seasons ago, and now you. Two-part question. Can you give us some insight as to what his offense does for quarterbacks that puts them in positions to succeed? And the second part of that question is, can you just give, you know, maybe some broad examples of the differences in the offense in Bowling Green under Mike Jenks to now what you're playing in with Rich Skrosky?
Sure. You know, I think that Coach Skrosky does a great job of putting quarterbacks in positions to succeed. And you know, he obviously has a lot of experience, a lot of experience, over 30 years. So one of the good things about, you know, working under him is that pretty much anything that I see, he's already seen before. So if I have a question, he almost 100% of the time has an answer for me, and that's an extremely valuable tool. I think that one of the best things that this offense does is it puts quarterbacks in, you know, situations with high percentage throws, you know, where it's not a very, you know, dangerous, risky type of throw. And we have a lot of checkdowns, things of those natures, that puts us in good situations with, you know, yardage, down and distance, all that stuff. In terms of the difference between this offense and the last offense, you know, obviously you have very successful cases of air raids across college football. I think there's definite merits to both systems. I'd say that one was more centered on, you know, putting the ball in a lot of different spaces on the field. You know, it's a fun offense to play in because you can really stretch out your arm and do all these things. A little bit of this offense does more where the quarterback kind of controls the line and, like, things like potential blitzes or where we want blockers going and all that stuff. So, yeah, I think there's definitely good things about both of them. Both of them are fun to play, and I'm happy to be in this one and under Coach Kroski.
And once again, for those of you listening, we've got FIU starting quarterback James Morgan on the line. Just for point of reference, for those of you who may not be familiar with his time prior to coming and playing Conference USA, in 18 games at Bowling Green, James had 3,342 yards, 25 touchdowns, 22 interceptions with completion percentage, just a shade under 52%. In his junior campaign at FIU, he's at 26 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and that completion percentage above 65. So you can kind of measure the differences as far as coming from the air raid and now with Rich Kroski. But to kind of move it forward into this year, talk a little bit about the mentor role you've played with the two backup quarterbacks and Kalen Wiggins and Caleb Lynham, who are now competing to be your number two. You know, it wasn't that long ago that James Kanapke was in that same role for you at Bowling Green, being the young guy, and now, you know, you fast forward 4 years later and you're in that same role.
Yeah, that's interesting that you bring him up, and I love the interview that you had with him last year. And I love Kanap. I think that he definitely kind of modeled how an older quarterback should, you know, act, especially given the grace and respect and everything, that the way that he handled that situation, which was obviously very tough for him. And so I think that I've learned things from how he handled it. And then just with the younger guys, you know, both of them are making big strides in the offense. I think that's kind of one of the biggest things about spring is getting better and, you know, progressing with your thought processes and your form and all that stuff. And so you see really good flashes in both of them. I think that, you know, Kalen's really been with Coach Kroski the longest, and he's really starting to understand the offense very well. And it's really cool to see his progression from last year. Caleb is still a little bit younger and has a very, you know, very athletic, very big arm, can make a lot of throws. And I think that, you know, his progress this spring has been a lot from where he was at the start and where he is at now. And he still has, you know, obviously everybody does, but still has ways to go to get it down. So, no, I think both those guys are great guys. I think one of the biggest things that they bring is, you know, they're always in here every day with a great attitude, you know, willing to come after and work on stuff. You always see them after throwing with receivers and stuff like that. So, it's a good room. It really is.
James, I asked you this after the Rice game, but I don't want to come back to it now that you've had a full season to kind of compress and, you know, look back. What are some of the differences in the level of competition from the MAC and Conference USA?
Good question. You know, I think it's pretty similar in the fact that you have some pretty good athletes, I would definitely say, in both conferences. You know, I kind of kept up with the MAC a little bit this year. And you can see, you know, even on the film from opponents that we watch, there's great athletes in both conferences. I think one of the things that's a little bit nicer about Conference USA is obviously the location. You know, when you have a December game, it's not freezing, 7-degree cold, all that. And I think that makes an impact on, you know, offensive style, obviously, when, you know, you're running the ball down people's throats in the MAC, whereas down here, you know, it's a little bit nicer weather conditions and you can throw it a little bit more. But I would say that they're pretty comparable from an athlete standpoint from a lot of different things. So.
All right, we've got one more question, piggyback off last season, and then we'll jump into a few light questions, kind of get to know you a little bit more. James, just on a personal level, you know, as I mentioned with the stats, you had a lot of success last year at FIU, and then Bowling Green, your career didn't exactly go the way you wanted it to. And just on a personal level, you know, how satisfying was last year to kind of get that under your belt and say, hey, you know, I can be that three-star guy that I was coming out of high school and be that quarterback that, you know, I felt I could be, but just didn't get the right opportunity at Bowling Green.
Right. You know, I think it's a huge testament to this program, the success that, you know, I always had, but really our whole team last year. You know, and I think one of the biggest things for me is these coaches are great inspirers of confidence, right? Like, kind of like you mentioned, it didn't go the way that I wanted to in Bowling Green. And so coming here to be able to come into an environment where you have all these leaders who are, you know, supporting you, made me feel like a family as soon as I came in. You know, I think it really helped me confidence level raise significantly because of the atmosphere and the influences that everyone has had here. So, no, I'm definitely very happy about what we accomplished last year, and I'm looking forward to hopefully doing some good things this year as well.
All right, so we'll go ahead and do a few miscellaneous questions here. You know, first I'm going to start off with James. Is South Florida is known for being a really unique place, especially coming from Wisconsin. What's been your biggest culture shock moment where you just say to yourself, this definitely isn't the Midwest?
That's a great question. I think just kind of the, you know, obviously there's a lot of different cultures here, and just kind of people talking Spanish all the time. You know, that was definitely not the case up in Wisconsin, not really in Ohio, you know. And it's just kind of funny when someone comes up to you and speaking a different language, like, oh, I don't speak that. But no, it's been a lot. It's been a culture shock, but it's been fun to kind of experience that a little bit. Like you said, I really have not had a lot of that in the past.
How would you describe FIU? Just, you know, let's take the program out of it for a second. You know, how would you describe FIU just as a university?
Yeah, I think it's a great university. I think the campus is beautiful. It's nice because it's kind of enclosed, but it's also, you know, it's in Miami, but it's so big. It's like, what, like a 10-15 minute drive to Miami. It's really nothing at all, but you can stay within the campus. It's really close. It's nice. In terms of academics, I'm in the public administration program, and I think that they have some excellent professors who I've been learning under. You know, it's been really nice to be able to do that. And from that standpoint, I've been very impressed. So, yeah, I really do like the school in general, besides the football.
All right, something that, you know, I've asked you to come off the practice field, but we're going to go ahead and get on the record here. Steven Cioce, who is the offensive line coach. He's the offensive line coach. He's the line coach at Bryan University, and I had a chance to talk to him for a little bit, but, you know, we're going to go and get this on the record now. Yeah. Who's going to win the 40, James, you or the old GA?
I don't know. I don't know what time he's suggesting he runs. But I'll tell you what, that race is not even close. I am well ahead of him. I love the man. He's a great guy. He's a phenomenal coach, an excellent worker. But when it comes to the 40, yeah, he's blowing smoke on that one. That would definitely be a dub for me.
He may. I'm going to betray his trust a little bit here with this one. But you said that you guys might have had a little bit more success, you know, with the read option if you were a little more fleet of foot, James. So that's just
sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yep, things improve on.
No, there's a miscellaneous one about your high school career. A story that was relayed to me by one of our fellow Underdog Dynasty writers, and Joe Broback. I'll shout him out for that. He said that for a playoff game, you guys had to travel 5 hours to play against Superior High. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, not a very good memory, but yep.
What was the story of that game, and which game was a tougher loss, that one or the FAU game last year?
Oh, I mean, well, that's a real tough question. They both, you know, they both hurt, right? Like anytime we lose, it's really tough. I think FAU probably was, yeah, like, you know, is what it is, learn from it and move on. But yeah, the Superior situation was they were like in the northern part of the state. We had to drive, like you said, like 6 hours to get there. And it was a tough situation for sure. I mean, like, it would have been nice if we could have done a neutral site or something like that, but that wasn't agreed upon. We ended up driving, like, getting up at like 5:30 in the morning, driving up there. And then we got there literally and the warm-ups were already starting and stuff like that. So it's kind of a, you know, it wasn't the best deal, but yeah, a loss that hurts. That was my last high school game. I was looking forward to the other opportunities that, you know, we got there, but yeah.
All right, last one I got before I go ahead and turn over to Joe and get a couple questions in. You did play a couple years of high school basketball, and with March Madness just passing, you know, I want to run this one by you. if there's a 3-on-3 game against three members of the FIU basketball team, and we've got scholarships on the line, which two of your teammates, are you taking with you to play against the basketball team?
You can't ask me that one, man. We got a bunch of really good guys on the team. You know, Sterling, our tight end, is 6'7", so you know, he would be probably a pretty good one to have. And then I go with my boy Hard Time. You know, he's a pretty sharp shooter. It's Maurice Alexander. But you know, I don't know if you know that basketball. I'm gonna stick to football, and so I'll keep up with it. I got a buddy who plays at Michigan Tech D2 basketball. But other than that, I'll stick to football.
And here's the last one I'll run by you. You mentioned a couple of your receivers. I want to give you a chance to shout out some of your wideouts. Anyone knows you, you're a huge team guy, so I'm going to give you a chance to shout out.
Okay.
No, I was going to say we'll do it like this. You know, I'll run down a few names, and then what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say the name? So we'll start with a Hard Time, Maurice Alexander.
All right. Extremely talented, very smart player, ex-quarterback, obviously, always coming with suggestions of things he can do, things that he sees on the field. Love the guy.
And then you just jumped in with that name there, so we'll go there. Austin Maloney.
All right, Austin Maloney. Athletic freak, man. He's always at the front of all of our races, all that stuff. You know, he's my roommate. He's one of my best friends. You know, great guy to throw to, always puts me in pretty good situations.
Let's go with the guy who's battled some injuries in your time there, Bryce Singleton.
Bryce, I mean, the one thing that pops to his mind is his insane catches. You know, he makes me look good all the time. I just kind of put it in his general vicinity, and he's going to come down with it.
Let's go with the veteran of the group, Tony Gator.
Gate is my boy. I love Gate. The one thing that comes to mind with him is just his route running and his commitment to the game. You know, he's always in here watching film. Can I do this differently? Here, this is what I saw, so I'm going to run it. Extremely football smart. Great option.
And last but not least, we'll go with the tight end, Sterling Palmer.
Say it again?
Well, I said last but not least, we'll go to the tight end in Sterling Palmer.
Sterling, yeah, he's developed a lot. I think, you know, when he first got here, you know, till now, he's made some great progress. You know, obviously a big target, another guy where it's like, okay, just kind of give him a chance, right? Put it up in his area, and he is athletic enough to go up and get the ball.
And once again, for you guys listening, we've got Conference USA's Newcomer of the Year, James Moore, on the line. I'm going to pass it over to my co-host, Joe Londrigan. Joe, it's all yours.
Sure. So, James, we mentioned briefly, you know, you guys took the Bahamas Bowl at the tail end of the season here, so congrats on that. No, you were dealing with some injury issues going into that game. So, all in all, physically, how are you feeling now that spring ball is most of the way done?
Feeling great. Yeah, back to 100. Had a great spring ball and feeling really good to be back playing.
Awesome. That's great to hear. So let's kind of go through your pregame ritual a little bit. You got your headphones on, you're blasting what I can only assume is the Underdog Dynasty podcast. What else is on that playlist?
What else is on the playlist? Kind of whatever's popular right now that kind of gets me pumped up, kind of go through it week by week and pick out some stuff. You know, that's one of the nice things about being in South Florida is you got a pretty good my teammates got some good music scene stuff, some nice SoundCloud links that they sent through, and that's always good to have.
See, this is a common thing I've noticed on college campuses. You have the guys that will be on the street corners or in the quads or whatever, passing out their mixtapes. Is that a thing that happens at FIU?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of digital now with the SoundCloud, but we'll get advertisements in our car and stuff for different things, but I've never had a mixtape actually been passed out to me. That's funny.
Do people tweet it at you or anything like that? Or
I have never had a mixtape tweet at me, but when I do, I'll let you know.
Good enough. So being a Wisconsin guy, I got to ask, in terms of cheese, I've debated – we've had this spirited debate before. Is cheese better as a condiment or as the central feature of a dish, like with like cheese curds, for example? What do you think?
Wow, that – is a very interesting perspective. I think that in all forms, I will take cheese, however it is. It's phenomenal. You go up to Wisconsin, you'll get some great cheese curds. You know, I always get cheese on the burger, I guess. You know, that's what Wisconsin is known for. So, I got, yeah.
course. Yeah. Good cheese up there in Wisconsin. Do you have some specific types that you kind of have go-tos when you go back home, or do you just kind of take all comers when it comes to that?
Hey man, I really don't. I'm kind of a whatever kind of cheese type of guy, I guess. It's a good question though.
Sure. Shifting back to football a little bit, obviously the league's going to look quite different in 2019 than it did in 2018, just with staff shifting, players leaving, going to the NFL, all that. Other than your own squad, what team are you paying the most attention to in terms of Conference USA?
To be honest, I'm not really sure if there is one at all that I'm looking at. Just our opponents for next year and getting in the film room over the summer and the first game against Tulane.
Solid. Can never get too tied up in what other people are doing. I've noticed that's a good habit of a lot of these high-level quarterbacks, so that's good. Last thing that I kind of wanted to ask, mostly just because I've kind of had I went through something similar when I was in college in terms of, transferring, going from a place that's, obviously it's, very different going from Northern Ohio to Miami. I kind of did the opposite where I, went to somewhere down south and then went back up north a little bit. How was that transition for you, and what were some kind of things that helped make it easier for you?
Sure. It's definitely a different area, like we talked about before, the cultural is definitely one of them. I'd say that the heat was something coming in initially that was that first camp was pretty hard to get used to. Feel a lot better about it now. And then just in terms of making the transition easier, I got to put that on my teammates. One of the reasons I chose FIU was because of the culture that they had and just coming here on visits and stuff, the family feel that I got from it. And it was really something that was accurate when I came here. They really welcomed me and they made it easy for me to transition in here. And I'm very appreciative for that. And I really love this team.
Awesome. That's really good to hear. It's never an easy process just moving in general. So that's good to hear, and really happy you've thrived so much down there in South Florida, man.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I think that was all I really had in terms of questions. Eric, do you have anything else for James before we let him get back to work here?
I'm going to run one quick funny story by James. Ed Freeman was a linebacker coming from the University of Texas last season, and just to kind of finish up and talk about the transition from going from one climate to the next, one of the funniest things that Ed said to me was that he could never understand how in Florida, or specifically South Florida, it'll rain for 5 minutes and then just go away.
And you know what? I have to agree with that, but I'll tell you what, over the snow. I'll take them over the snow. Yep.
Yeah, for those of you listening who aren't familiar, Florida, we definitely call them Florida showers down here, where it'll rain for 5 minutes and then be sunny. And one of the weirdest things, you can go from block to block where it'll actually rain on one block and you can turn around and look square behind you about half a mile down and it's sunny and bright sky. So that's just a Florida thing. But, as we go ahead and finish up, hey, James, I want to say thanks for taking the time, let you get back to work, and look forward to catching up with you as we get ready to head into the fall.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I really appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, James. So that's going to wrap up for another episode of the Conference USA podcast. Hopefully my sniffling wasn't too bad. I apologize. Got a little cold on the tail end of it. So I promise by next week I'll have my life together in terms of, my nose and my sinuses. But with that, we'll say thank you once again for listening. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Leave us a review. It really does help us grow. Thanks again to, of course, Taylor Bauer, our producer, making the show sound good. Thank you to James Morgan for joining us on the show and really kind of shedding a light on what he's working on down there as the quarterback of the FIU Panthers. And, of course, thanks again to FIU Athletics for making that interview happen. With that, we will say have a great rest of your week. Check back on underdogdynasty.com every day throughout the offseason. And follow us on Twitter at Underdog Dynasty. I am at JOEHIO _, and Eric is at Eric C. Henry _. Have a great one, and happy football watching, everybody.